Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the month of March, and this month, Streaming Things is brought to you by Chester Copperpot, Trey Barrera, Conrad, Luke and Sarah, Dave Malfara, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Thomas Alexander, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, Stanton Valentino, Aaron Layton, Crystal Trujillo, John Collins Goes, Andrew Gray, Jen Robinson, Kate, Chloe Richardson, Kalisha Reeves, Kiki Newton, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Casey McCain, and Enza.
Welcome back. My name is Chris.
My name's Madison.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things, continuing our coverage of Yellow Jackets. This time, episode 9, Doom Coming.
Such a good title.
It is. And they stole my potential band name for the future. My new metal band I was going to start.
Oh, is that that's your new your band name?
Yeah,
is
we were
that?
Just going to do Linkin Park covers and Evanescence covers, but now it's all in the trash can because Doom Coming was stolen.
Thanks, Yellow Jackets. You robbed the world of gold.
You cretins. This is the penultimate episode. So look forward to the finale discussion in a couple of days. This Wednesday, that's going to drop. And we're going to talk about our season 2 predictions and our entire season recap in that episode. And then Friday, we're going to have our wrap up of The Last of Us on HBO Max. So our Last of Us mailbag will drop that day.
I love it. I love having a good mailbag.
It's true. You don't. That's like Steve's favorite thing.
It is.
For Christmas, I just got him a mailbag.
Not just a mailbag. It was a canvas mailbag. Right?
And it had a little Blues Clues emblem on it.
It did.
It was adorable watching you geek out over that, Steve.
I was trying to find the clue. There was a little dog in it going, bow, bow, bow.
Aw.
and a little crayons and notebook. It was nice. That's how you took the notes for the show.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
you. If you want to join the mailbag, you can write into streamingthingspod@gmail.com at any time. But also we take questions over on our Discord, and you can join that by going to patreon.com/streamingthings and subscribing at a variety of tiers. One of the benefits is joining the Discord. And don't worry, if you're not, I guess you wouldn't be listening to this one, but it's worth saying, if you're not a fan of Yellow Jackets or not planning on tuning into much of that coverage, never fear. We understand some, maybe there's a little too much violence and coolness and good writing for you to enjoy. However, we'll be delving into all kinds of movies voted by the patrons and other things all throughout the next few months. So we got different stuff for different folks coming out each of the weeks. So
that's starting next week.
Fret not.
Yeah. We're starting off with a fun little documentary, Class Action Park. So be sure to watch. I think it's on HBO Max.
And I think The Matrix won the poll.
It did not.
Really? Oh, I haven't checked. It was Twister neck and neck.
Won. Twister, yes! Twister!
Madison saved.
So I guess it's the perfect time to announce that we did have that poll. They were tied at 34% each.
Yeah.
I went on.
I considered changing my vote illegally from Kung Fu Hustle.
Oh, you're just telling people that you're voting for a movie?
Just to break that. Well, in all here, transparency, here's what happened. That movie was way behind. No chance to win. And like, I felt bad. So I was just like, psh, here you go, little guy.
Here's the reality of what happened. I put up that poll and within seconds, Chris voted for it. And I messaged him, did you just vote for on our own poll? And you're like, no.
That was a suggestion from Jimmy because he knows I've never seen it. I didn't want him to look at the poll and feel bad, you know?
Yeah.
That's what he does when he looks at his own poll. I don't want that every time he looks.
Who the fuck is Jimmy?
That's the perennial question.
But yeah, they were tied neck and neck. And then I went on to Patreon. What was that? Friday morning. I was like, hey, last day to vote. Be sure to do it. And then 4 extra percentage points went to Twister that day.
Wow. 4 extra percent?
Yeah.
That's significant.
Yeah.
That's almost 5.
It's like everyone who forgot to vote were like, oh, fuck, Twister.
I love that
game.
They think it's the game. Exactly. I can't wait to see Steve play Left Hand Green.
But I bet people would pay money to watch that.
Let's find out how much money.
I'm honestly excited for this episode of you covering this movie.
Of the Twister?
Yes.
Are you a big Twister fan?
Yes. I don't know why. It's so random. I mean, it's a good movie, but for years, it's been one of my comfort films.
No, I agree. I've seen it many, many times. Yeah. I'm right there with you. Yeah. Well, maybe if you got time in your schedule, we can have you back on and talk about that.
Maybe
a super secret guest. I don't know. I don't want to say anything, I promise, but we could potentially get a prominent member of that film to join us for that conversation.
Maybe.
So, ha.
The Twister.
It's not Helen Hunt. Mm-hmm.
The tornado.
It's the cow. And, you know, spoiler alert, the cow admitted to doing her own stunts.
That's right.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And just to reiterate, we are not talking about Helen Hunt.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you that one.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. I didn't want anybody to get upset. That's crazy. So what I was going to suggest, I really thought The Matrix was going to win in that we would just do both movies. And I know we're busy, busy, busy beavers. Is that a thing you can say?
Well, here's the thing. The Matrix is also a chosen film. So we're going to do it regardless.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That worked out serendipitously.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it really did. Wow. So I can't tell you when that's going to come out, but it is in the queue. Someone did choose it for one of their selections.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Do it. There is no spoon, but I got cereal and I'm okay. I'm really excited. So that's what you can look forward to with our deep Matrix coverage, but that's not time for right now. What is time for right now is the doom coming. Damn it.
The doom coming.
Episode 9 of Yellow Jackets. I watched them both late last night. Folks, friends, countrymen, what did you think overall of episode 9 of Yellow Jackets? Madison?
So continuing my three small sentence summary, There's no book club. Love is everything. An antler crown. And then everyone just going completely feral. That's my overall thought. But it was, loved it. Loved this episode so much. So good.
Dynamite. Steve, newcomer to the Yellow Jackets fandom.
I gotta say, this episode was bananas. BANANAS.
Yes. Gwen Stefani?
She would be proud of you.
I'm not going to lie. Part of me was worried I was about to misspell that.
I saw the panic in your eyes.
I know. You made eye contact with me and I'm like, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Help, help.
I'm doing sign language over here.
But yeah, this episode was really bonkers. My favorite parts of it were like, there's no book club. Like those reveals, I really, really enjoyed. Like it's so funny. We talked about the last couple episodes, but earlier on in the season, it was like, I don't care about the adult stuff. Get me out of that world. I don't care. But the more and more we get to it, the more I'm like, I don't give a shit about the wood shit. What are they doing? How did they find this the person? How are they going to bury this body? Mm-hmm. And I've been more invested in that. And this episode with all the kids in the 90s going just tripping balls and going feral. Like I was kind of like, this is weird. I'm a little uncomfortable with some of this, but okay. I feel like this was a necessary episode to get through because, you know, I feel like some good stuff is coming down the pipeline because of what has happened in this episode. So, yeah.
Yes, I'm with you guys. I absolutely loved it. And it, like I've said many times that, you know, Madison and I have seen this show before. We were both a little fuzzy on some major details for whatever reason.
Yep.
I can only speak for myself. I'm dumb. But like there's some major plot details revealed in these last two episodes. I was like, could I fucking forget that? But I totally did.
I'm curious to hear which ones you forgot.
The identity of the blackmailer. I swear I didn't remember.
It was episode 7. Is when I started to remember, but I couldn't tell if it was me revisiting my previous thoughts when I watched it for the first time, or if it's my post thoughts. I've seen it already. I know what's happening, which is why I haven't said anything.
Yeah, that's what's weird. It's an interesting sensation. Like, I don't know what I'm correctly predicting.
Yeah.
And what I just fucking remember. You know? it's
like, did this happen or... I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm a genius.
I'm a smart man.
But like, there's some other things that happened in the finale that I forgot as well, but I can't wait till we get there. But this episode, I believe, this is the one where we find out the identity of the, it has to be.
It is.
So I want to talk in general. I mean, typically we don't do it this way, but I'm chomping at the bit because we actually theorized, quote unquote, maybe remembered, that that the show might twist it and reveal the fact that Jeff was not, in fact, practicing infidelity, right?
Correct.
Which recolors and contextualizes Shauna's actions quite a bit, right? I'm curious to know, Steve, how did you feel about Jeff being a really good fucking guy? Like, a really good guy.
It took me by surprise in exactly how he was a good guy, because it was kind of like, I owe money to loan sharks, like, whoa, okay, that's a lot to take in. Like, I want to know more about this woman. What was her name?
Bianca.
Like, I want to know more about that. I feel like that's some breadcrumbs that they're leaving for future episode storylines. Maybe, I hope. But I'm torn. On one hand, I'm like, but they did such a good job on making me hate Jeff. Like, they went out of their way to make him seem like the biggest dud that ever fell and dudded, you know? like he was Duddits from Dreamcatcher, right? And so, like,
I Duddits,
yeah,
me, you, and six other people.
Six other people know that reference. But so when they like made this turn of like, no, Jeff's really cool. He just sure he jerks off to SportsCenter, but who amongst us? At least one time. But I did like how when it did come to light that he and Shauna were like, all right. We're on a team now. We're back. We're in this couple that we've been kind of drifting apart from. Mm-hmm. Now we're like, oh no, let's hide this body and all this stuff. So I guess I kind of like it overall, but in the moment I was very like, what is happening?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's taking the footing that you found throughout the episode and established that Jeff's a douche and upending that. So it's definitely going to be disconcerting. I was very pleased to have that twist again.
Yeah.
You know? Imagine watching Sixth Sense and not remembering the end and then getting to experience it again. I've had the best experience. Madison, what do you think about the reveal that Jeff's a stand-up husband?
I, similar to Steve in the sense that like, I wanted to hate him so much. And at the beginning of the season, when I wasn't really remembering what had happened when I watched it for the first time, I really hated Jeff. And then I think it was when the episode with the parents and he stood up for Shauna, that, you know, that heartfelt moment, I was like, oh, I really, I hate to love you, Jeff. And then now we've completely done a 180. And I think the reason I'm a little uncomfortable with it is because it makes my view of Shauna a little warped, because she's in the wrong. She is the one who committed an affair and, you know, cheated. And now that spiraled into her murdering somebody. And so now there's just, it's feeding into the plot even more. But I liked it. I think it was interesting choice. I'm curious, you know, who decided to make that decision. But overall, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a really good turn of events, and he might not be like a traditionally moral person because maybe he supports his wife a little too much with things like a murderer. but like,
hey, sickness and in health, man, we take vows.
He was willing to turn himself in to protect her. He's read her journal. He's known the depravity of her past for years and never judged her or brought it up. Like, shit, we don't even know yet. He's like, oh, well, she'll tell me soon, right? Like, mm-hmm. I was crying and shit. Like, this dude is all the way down. He's ride or die, this Jeff.
Ride or die, Shauna.
Yeah, for sure. So I just thought I'd throw that out there at the top because I thought that was a huge piece. But let's dive in, play by play, scene by scene. That's what we're going to do, folks. If you've never listened to the show before, we're going to walk you through the whole thing. I even found out, we'll read some emails on Wednesday. Somebody even listens to this show and gets a lot out of it and has never seen Yellow Jackets. That's how play by play we do it.
That's incredible. Right there.
Then we'll dive into our top three favorite moments each, followed by some Easter eggs, maybe little tidbits from the 90s. If you weren't there or you were too high to remember, we'll uncover them for you in each episode. And then we'll end it all with our outbreak performance of the episode, our favorite performer.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say at the top of the show, because we forgot to, but we might sound a little different today.
A little better.
A little different, maybe better, maybe worse. We don't know. We'll find out.
It's the same show.
It's the same show. I got a new mixer. So if we sound slightly different, fear not. You're not losing your hearing. You're not having a stroke. It's just a different mixer. All right.
It's like with Jeff, you know, you thought it was one way and it's different and it might be uncomfortable.
Yeah. There is a book club. Surprise.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Don't get hot, Chris.
I was like, oh my God. That was the most shocking thing. There wasn't a book club. So we start off in 2021. It starts off right where episode 8 ended, with Shauna confronting Adam about who the fuck are you, right? She thinks he is the one who's been blackmailing her. She's convinced he dropped the glitter in the closet by the safe and stole her journals, right? And he's at first trying to figure out what's going on. He takes it sexually at first. Oh, you want to role play? Okay, I'll blackmail you. I took your journals. Get on the bed. Punish me, right? She's like, no. Seriously, right? We find out a few things, like the safe code to her safe was the flight number when Yellow Jackets crashed, which I thought was interesting. So she thinks he just guessed that out of his own savviness.
Yeah.
She pulls a knife. She goes all around the room looking for shit, and he's trying to stop her and figure out what's going on. He's a little confused. He seems embarrassed by there's like an unofficial account of what happened to the girls that was published. And he has that in the drawer.
Yeah, I think it was a magazine that we had seen previously. I think it was the same magazine that Misty had in the bar with Natalie. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it was kind of this, I don't want to say a more official magazine, but not a entertainment-related magazine. I don't know how to like what type of magazine it would be. But I like the title of it, which is Skin in the Game.
Yes.
I thought that was very good play of words.
Yeah, I thought it was like a helter-skelter type account. Mm. Of what they think went down, but obviously no actual firsthand accounts because none of the girls or surviving team members fight. But she sees that as evidence and he gets embarrassed by that. At least that's how I read the scene. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know what you guys think and we'll get there in 1 second, but she pulls a knife. She's throughout talking to Adam, holding the knife, she's getting trauma flashbacks and she starts kind of morphing into young Shauna there, which I thought was a really cool touch. Mm-hmm. And then she stabs and kills him somewhat accidentally, somewhat out of instinct as he just approaches to kind of talk to her, you know, cause he's trying to de-escalate the entire time. Like, hey, you haven't done anything yet. Let's talk about this. We can still go back to the role play thing. If you're down, that's okay. If not, I'm just saying it's on the table for me personally. And then he dies, she kills him. So I'm curious what you guys think, because there's one thing that's kind of like it's in my ribs. It's stuck in my crawl, right? Because I think the way that you're supposed to read that is that Adam was innocent. Like, he was just a dude who happened to rear end her.
I'm fucking innocent.
Yeah, exactly. And they were making love. He really does care about her. And he really did just Google her and he was curious about her past. I think that's how you're meant to read that scene.
Yeah, I agree. Rewatching it a second time, I see that more. When I watched it for the first time, I was still under the impression that he was still a part of it. Like, he was still, he still knew prior information about Shauna and he sought her out. But I think watching it a second time, I agree with you. I think it's definitely meant for him to appear innocent. I don't know when he would have gotten those magazines because he did say that he Googled her. It's also, there's still some unanswered questions as to why, you know, he still isn't online. You know what I mean? Like, his presence on social media.
And how did he end up in that hotel?
Right. There's still some weird things about him that make it still up for debate if he was actually, how innocent is he in this regard?
I agree. And also, I think that would be not necessarily bad, but very interesting if they were going to turn you against Shauna that much. Like, not only was she cheating on Jeff, Which is fine. Like, I have beliefs about certain things. Like, sure. Shit happens, right? We're all adults.
Shit happens.
But murder typically does not. And if Adam was completely innocent, then that's like, damn.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because I kind of, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but one of the things that's so interesting about the show for me is that Shauna feels like the protagonist, for the most part, for me, in the adult timeline. Whereas not so much in the teen timeline. I feel like Natalie is kind of the main character in the teen timeline, or maybe even Thaisa, but not Shauna, like not young Shauna for me so much. It's kind of a weird, it's kind of a weird, unsettling feeling as a viewer. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of like feelings as to who might be the lead of the show to you? I know it's an ensemble,
I've always interpreted Melanie Lynskey, adult Shauna, as the protagonist mm-hmm. Of the overall show. I know there's two timelines, so I guess it's, you know, trying to look at it as like, is it two time, like, are there two different performances, like two separate groups of performances that we're supposed to be looking at? Like, is there a protagonist of the adults and is there a protagonist of the younger ones? Like, I guess I would argue that I see young Shauna more as the protagonist in the younger timeline. But I think also, too, it's just because the height of her story is a lot more intense because she's pregnant. So I don't know if that plays into it.
Yeah, there's a lot more stakes.
Yeah.
Not the good kind.
Not the good kind?
Yeah. No.
Human stakes.
hey, you know, it's all subjective.
You get hungry.
Yeah.
Out there in the woods.
I'll have a buttocks. It's the prime rib in my eyes. Mm-hmm. The buttocks.
That's true.
Yeah.
So she kills Adam. We cut back to 1996. It's all the girls sitting around eating grubs, I think. And Jackie's on a hunger strike, or either that or she just doesn't like grubs.
They're icky bugs, guys.
That's true.
How is can it you maggots? Eat icky bugs?
I hope they're not eating maggots. I want to maybe are those the maggots from the deer?
They pulled them up from the ground. I thought they were grubs.
Yeah, they're just grub. They're grubbies. There's a lot
I'm
of protein
not
in those.
With forest foods. Yeah,
yes, you are. It's just put in a grocery store. It's
all right.
And Mari has a bunch of booze berries. Mm. Booze and berries.
The booze berries taste like booze berries.
That she's been hoarding. I think it's Jackie that suggests if they're going to do that, they should have a party, right? And again, this is pretty soon after the death of Laura Lee. And then after that, Thaisa took the crew. So this is right after a Van got hurt. Like, there's a bunch of drama that's been down. You know, Jackie's like, I'm not eating the grubs, but I am down to party, right?
You know, priorities.
Right.
And the girls kind of look around like, hey, you know, it's a full moon and it should be homecoming. So we should do a doom coming. It might be, is it Lottie that named it doom coming?
I think it was Jackie who named it doom coming.
Maybe.
What's on your mind there, Steve?
Oh, nothing. I'm just really excited for
doom coming.
Yes.
I was waiting for that, to be honest. That's why I said it so many times.
Doom coming.
Should I do like a... Like, hey, guys, are you guys ready for... I can't do it. Never mind.
Doom coming.
That saved it.
Doom coming.
Back in 2021, Shauna comes home, and the journals are back in her safe. But the guy who took the journals is dead.
What?
She's very confused. And then Jeff happens to walk in, and she asks Jeff about the glitter. He's a terrible liar. He's like,
so bad.
Huh. That's weird.
What?
There's a safe?
Glitter? I hardly know her.
What?
And then, so I thought this was interesting. That's why Shauna specifically never got one of those postcards and she never got one of the blackmail texts. Because remember, we were kind of confused about that.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's because Jeff was the one doing it. He wasn't going to involve his wife.
Yeah. The one that he loves so much.
He just wanted Thaisa's money.
And that's why he's been gone so long in late hours of the night, because he's plotting a blackmail.
That and...
with Randall.
Dealing with the money he owes gangsters and stuff.
Yeah.
So back in episode 7, when I was starting to theorize who the blackmailer was and also where Jeff was going, I was like, oh, maybe he's like working to pay for Callie's tuition or like to save money.
Like stripping?
Or just doing something like... offhand.
At
like
those hours.
Like, you know. Yeah, late hours, working third, second shift. I don't know. And he was too embarrassed to say it to Shauna. That's what I thought.
You weren't far off.
No. But
he's kind of working. He's breaking the law.
Yeah.
He's a huge Judas Priest fan.
That's and a then, great song.
And so that's when he breaks down. He's like, look, don't be mad.
Don't be mad.
I did commit a couple major felonies.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
I blackmailed your friends.
Yeah.
But it's cool, right?
Yeah.
It's not like anyone died.
It's like a minimum.
Shauna's like.
And wasn't Shauna, I didn't watch that episode again where they all chase him through the department store. But like, wasn't Shauna one of the ones chasing him?
She was in the car.
So he never did see her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good writing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember who tackled him at first. And I was like, that must have been awkward for him.
Twas Ty.
Damn, yeah. My wife's strong.
I'm into this.
And then, you know, she tells him, he's like, it's cool. We can move past it. And she's like, no, we can't. I killed a guy, you know, essentially. I think that part's off screen, but she says they can't move past it. So back in 1996, the girls are all prepping for doom coming. They're making little, boutonnieres?
I think so. Something just like that. Decorations.
Is that what you give the male dancer person, like to pin on their lapel?
I think so.
Typically, yeah. Traditionally, as is tradition. But yeah, they're making decorations and things like that. Misty asks Coach to the dance. And he's like, I can't do that. And then she guilts him. Like, oh, I guess I'm not pretty enough. And
that's her go-to move.
Yeah. She's kind of a gaslighter. She's got those skills.
Yeah.
And he relents and says, look, this doesn't change our boundaries, but I will take you to the dance, even though I have one leg. And it's pretty obvious. And we cut to Shauna and Jackie that are in the woods. And we can all agree there's bad vibes there.
Yeah.
Jackie's asking about.
Bad vibes.
She's asking about Rutgers. Like, hey, it would be rush week there. We could be partying right now. And and again, Shauna was never going to go to Rutgers. So she's like, Yeah, I guess I don't really think about it.
Totally.
And Jackie's like, look, that's all I think about. And then they have a discussion. I think it's Jackie that talks about mistakes being permanent. Mm-hmm. Never going to wash that shit off. Because at this point, again, she knows that Shauna was sleeping with Jeff.
She's known for a couple of episodes now.
Yeah, she's really biding her time, building that resentment, you know, pushing it deep down so it can fester for potentially decades. Like any healthy American would.
Sure.
And I respect that. Mm-hmm. and then she tells Shauna she plans to have sex with Travis. I'm not going to die a virgin. I'm going to fuck Flex.
I knew she was being sus last episode.
In what way?
I saw her peeping.
All leering at Travis.
When he took his shirt off. And then when Laura Lee's plane blew up, who was there to comfort her? Like, oh, Travis, comfort me.
For sure.
Oh, my goodness.
You called that shit.
She's being sus.
And he doesn't belong to her. The spirits are going to be upset.
They will be.
I'm with Lottie.
Yeah.
That's what I say every time somebody's like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he doesn't belong.
He doesn't belong to you.
The spirits are upset.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't even the spirits.
He doesn't want you to leave.
Taking her over.
And then Shauna kind of protests about that. And Jackie's really snarky. And she says, oh, yeah, I would. Do you want to have sex with Travis? I would never want us competing for the same guy. Like really digging deep on what she knows about Jeff.
She's being sus, that Jackie.
She's being a bitch.
Jacqueline, what are you up to?
Jacqueline. Back in 2021, it's Shauna telling Jeff that she murdered Adam. And and she's very calmly like telling him, like, I broke the dishwasher kind of vibes, but it's about murder. And she admits that she was following him to the hotel. And she's like, well, you were having an affair, too. And he's like, Bianca was like a lone shark, right? She's terrifying. You know, she was
with the bad guys.
She's with the bad lone people.
Wait, what do you mean having an affair too?
Yeah, you can see Jeff's not the brightest, right? But he slowly works out that two means that she was having an affair. He takes it really well, in a sense. Like,
he was more distraught about book club.
Yeah,
he really was.
I just like to think that he was just so happy for his wife to have friends and have a social. And then when he finds out that that's not the case, he's like, oh, no, honey.
There's no book club?
Yeah.
What?
I've been reading these books for no reason.
I was trying to bond with you.
50 Shades Freed for no reason?
Oh, man. You know I hate reading.
I'll never know what Christian's been up to.
I'm going
to
watch SportsCenter.
So he's distraught about these goings on. Back in 1996, Misty asks about boys with Jackie. She's getting advice from the worst person to get advice from. But Mackie's good at Mackie. That's their couple name. Mackie. Jackie's in their donor makeup pretty well. But she gives Misty really bad advice. Like, you just take it.
I was like, what's that? If you, oh man, what was it? if you want to get to him, or no, any woman can accomplish what she wants if she puts her mind to it, I think is what
that sounds great. But the version
way she said it was like any woman can get a man she wants.
Yeah, that's what
like,
it was
very like specifically like you want a dude, you can have a dude.
Yeah.
And Missy's like, my mom always said a way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Right, which is why I've been poisoning him.
Part of me wonders, yeah, I was going to say, like, because Misty's saying that, I'm wondering, like, are you going to gut someone?
Oh.
Probably.
Got your heart? Oh, sorry, it's a stomach.
I like how you threw it over your shoulder for the audio listeners as well. We also find out a little bit of backstory I don't remember knowing. Like, Jackie's like, well, your mom is a fucking dope addict. Jackie sucks. But she says, hey, well, your mom's on a lot of downers, so maybe don't take her advice. So,
yeah.
I don't know if we knew this about...
Oh, I thought Jackie was talking about her mom.
It was her mom.
Jackie was talking about her. Like, don't... Like, my mom said, you know...
Oh, she talked about her own mom?
Go get a boy. But hey, you know, maybe we should listen to her. My mom was on 10 different... 10 different kinds of downers. Yeah, she was jabbing her own mom.
I misheard that. I was like, wow, what a rude thing to say to somebody. No, well, your mom's dumb, so...
In Jackie's defense, she was making fun of her own mom. She's like, yeah, my mom's on downers. She keeps thinking I like rabbits. I fucking hate rabbits.
Yeah. Like, I was honestly pleasantly surprised at how genuine of a connection this was between Misty and Jackie. Like, I thought it was a pretty, I mean, yeah, Jackie gave kind of some off.
Just because it's advice. Misty and I'm privy to extra info about Misty, I'm like, don't tell her that. But I can see how that might be a normal, like, girl conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in comparison to, like, what everybody ultimately thinks about Misty, you know, Jackie was pretty nice to her, I felt like. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after she finished with the makeup, you can tell that Misty was genuinely happy.
I feel pretty.
It meant a lot to her.
Yeah.
She looks pretty.
She does look pretty.
Coach Ben's not going to deny me now.
Can possibly.
I've got mascara.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's really hung up on these like societal rules, you know.
So, yeah, like, man,
such an uncomfy convo, Misty.
Society calls it pedophilia. I call it love.
Thanks,
love,
Misty.
Is everything.
And again, something I never thought I would say out loud.
You're gonna clip this.
Yeah,
Steve May running for office back in 2021. Shauna starts drinking. Her and Jeff are trying to work through this still. She's chugging straight from the bottle. We're out of Xanax, right? Jackie's mom probably took them. And Jeff, he storms in, offers to sell her to sell all the furniture. Here's the key. This is the guy that's in charge of finance at the furniture store. You're going to need this. Sell it all. I don't give a shit. She's like, why? And he reveals his plan is to go turn himself in. He found out about her lover. He killed him. And that way he can spare Callie and Shauna the anguish of all that and go to prison for the rest of his life. I think it's interesting and telling about Shauna that her reaction to this is not like morally, no, you can't go down for something that I did.
Yeah.
It's that won't be effective. It'll still hurt because of all of my past and the secrets with the Yellow Jackets girls. That's why you shouldn't
do that.
Ultimately,
she was like, the police will dig into you. They'll find out about the loan stuff. They'll find out about the blackmail, and then it'll reflect on me and everybody else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's really sweet of him to offer.
It is really sweet.
That's nice, but it's not going to, that's not the go. That's not the plan.
Because Shauna is a straight up mafia don. Like she looks all hapless and unassuming, but she is a straight up mafia don.
She's a G.
Yeah, she is.
It's like that movie with Toni Collette that's coming out soon, Mafia Mama. Have you seen that? The preview?
No, that's a great title. That might be better than Doom Coming.
Yeah.
Mafia Mommy?
Do it.
That might be better than
Doom Coming.
Yeah, it's like she's a suburban mom who has distant relatives in like Sicily. And then when he dies, he leaves the donship to her. And so she ends up being like remember Weeds? Did you guys watch that show?
I did watch Weeds.
How that was like with the suburban mom selling all the drugs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Anywho, so I digress, but that's what it's like with Shauna.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, you know, first they have a conversation about secrets and how they've always kept secrets.
It's always been a part of us
as a marriage. And this is when he tells her, I alluded to it earlier, you know, he's known about this shit for years. He read the journals years ago and he's been so supportive of her and understanding, like, you guys were kids. I can't imagine what you went through. And by the way, that's a lot though. That's not nothing. Like, we know very little, but we know enough to know that what he was reading is they murdered each other and ate each other. Mm-hmm. And like, he didn't like one day, like for me, I like to think I'm a pretty good lover and like supporter of my partner.
Yeah.
But like, I would probably bring it up in a petty argument. Like, she's like, oh, you forgot to take out the trash. And people are like, well, you fucking killed somebody. So, you know, you know what I mean? Like, I would definitely jibe with it.
Honey, you didn't take out the garbage? Oh, well, I also didn't eat my friends. Yeah. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Or if she gets on me about not cooking dinner, like, oh, maybe I'll just cook my friends. How about that?
How about that?
That you'd love that.
Yeah, we'll cut their heart out and put in a stump. How about that?
But so Jeff's, I think this is like says a lot about who he is. And yeah. It's like a plot twist, super rare stand up guy.
Yeah. Which like, yeah. did not see that coming.
No. I'm slowly stanning Jeff. Never thought I'd speak of things we didn't think we'd say.
Yeah. Stanning Jeff.
But he comes up with this plan. First, we find out fucking Randy knows, which Randall. Is a horrible twist of events.
Randall Berry.
Randall Berry.
Poor. Why, if you're going to commit a blackmail, why do you get someone like Randall Berry involved?
It's his only friend. Jeff's a lonely middle-aged man.
Oh, he's Jeff.
Stuck with fucking Randy.
Jeff can score better friends.
Had to tell somebody. And now we know his character is such that he should have better friends mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. And then he comes up with the idea, well, you thought Adam was blackmailing you. So just stick with that line of reasoning with all the other girls, right? And then we cut to 1996. Misty is out plotting. She finds the shrooms. I was confused. Are those Natalie's shrooms? Most likely, is that like Natalie's trapper keeper or something? The binder.
Oh, I had assumed it was Misty's because it had like the field guide in it as well. So someone it's either Misty or Mari who has that sort of knowledge of what is what. It might be Mari. I don't know.
Or I was going to say is it Akila who used to be a Girl Scout? But then at the same time,
I thought Mari was in Girl Scout. But then it could also be
I'm thinking, why the hell would they have that?
Yeah, there's no.
They were going to a soccer game. Why would they have that?
Yeah, none of the characters other than Natalie strike me as the type to bring shrooms mm-hmm. to
but the
this
thing
event.
Is, I think the shrooms were naturally picked. That's why she had the book, because she was looking at the plants in the forest.
So Misty picked those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had assumed it was someone who knew what they were looking for and had picked them while they were there.
Yeah.
In the wilderness.
Unless the
finding magic mushrooms in the wild is some wily shit. Yeah. That's tough. Yeah. I tried.
Well, I mean, this is a haunted forest.
But also, maybe the book was in the cabin and then it just kind of made its way into that binder. Again, I don't know. I didn't really.
Francois was tripping balls in the cabin. That's why he shot himself. Bad trip.
I got no one to have sex with. Boom.
Typically not what you want to do on shrooms anyway. Yeah. More like you just want to rub carpet and stuff. That sounded sexual.
I was going to say. I was going to say, like, I don't see it. These are the same images.
So while she's doing that, Jackie is also plotting on seducing Travis. And Van is sitting there forlorn while everybody's getting ready because she feels like she looks too ugly to go to the ball. Because every pretty girl wants to go to a ball. That's a
poor Van.
But Thaisa finds her. And this made me a little teary eyed too. And she had made masks that they could both wear.
Matching masks.
They said Phantom of the Opera who?
I kind of wish we had that costume. That'd be a good one. With a little eye hole. And then Shauna's dress won't zip up. I don't know how much time we fast forwarded through, but she is showing a lot.
She has to be like 5 months.
Yeah, that's
least.
Like five
well,
months.
If you imagine the plane goes down shortly before the end of the school year. So that's like April, May-ish.
Oh, no.
And now it's winter.
No.
Is that where you're going?
Soccer season happens in fall. So this is happening. Oh, okay. So Shauna had to.
So this would be a full year almost because now it's starting to be. Well, they haven't gone through a winter yet.
No.
I think what. I'm trying to think because basketball, now I'm reverting back to high school sports. I think they left for nationals end of September. So Shauna had to have been.
I think they're only in there a couple months when the scene happens and they're showing her.
I think it's November.
She's showing too much. I don't think it's accurate how much her belly's showing.
I think she's probably 4.5-5 months pregnant, which means it's probably mid-November, early December at this point in the show.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Or maybe she had been like 60 days pregnant before she even noticed.
Maybe.
But she was late on that period a long time before she got worried.
If it was her first late period, I don't know. I mean, we can really dive into the timeline of what it was.
According to Screen Rant, it is most likely that Shauna is in her second trimester in this episode.
Well, due to how much she's showing, absolutely. But yeah. I'm saying like that doesn't track with when she found out she was pregnant and stuff.
But also, too, you got to think you know, maybe I'm trying to think of the minds of the wardrobe people and the prosthetic people. You know, she's probably, they're probably losing weight. Maybe, you know, she would show more than usual because they're not eating a whole bunch.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Babies, or maybe the demon baby's growing faster.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think it's most likely they were just like, so, we want this effect, but we might be a month or two off. Who cares?
Again, according to Screen Rant, these combined clues provide a rough answer for the season one Yellow Jackets mystery, as it suggests the plane crashed in May or early June and the events of the finale happened in late September or early October, meaning the girls have already been lost for 4 to 5 months.
That doesn't make sense, though.
Yeah, they clearly weren't soccer players like Sporty Spice
because,
over here.
Well, soccer season, again, I'm going
You can
off
play
of,
soccer in spring, though.
But for high school?
I don't know. It's the 90s was a different time.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because they were listening to NSYNC.
They're talking about like, oh, we're missing our college homecoming in this episode. Like we want to go to Rutgers. What do you think what would be happening if we were in Rutgers right now?
Rush week.
This would be rush week. So they have theoretically graduated from high school and gone on to their college by this point in the season. So that's why I always assumed the plane did crash in May because they haven't gone through a winter
yet. That's true. It can't be in the fall if they're seniors. They wouldn't even be playing anymore, right?
Yeah. But you're right, Madison, because when I played soccer in high school, it was a fall sport. It was not a spring sport.
Because my...
What was your position? Power forward?
I was a halfback, left halfback and left defender.
Were you goalie? Are we talking about this already?
I never played soccer.
Oh,
I played softball and basketball.
You just hip to the... Oh.
But all of my best friends played soccer, so I was a good friend and would support. And I remember...
Let's go.
I remember...
Buzz.
Yeah. I remember their season would start before the school year, so it would be early August, school would start, and then I remember they would finish soccer season right when basketball season started, which was beginning of October, mid-October.
Yeah, that's how ours was.
So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, Nationals would be...
Headcanon.
Nationals would be around the time that basketball season would start, so October or late September. The plane crashes. Shauna figures out that she's 1 month pregnant in October because she missed her period. So October, November, December. I mean, the math is off regardless, but I personally think that because in my head...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So here, according to, you know, I'm looking stuff up because this is...
We got way too hung up on this.
I know.
But I'm like, I'm in it. I'm in it.
Well, it's kind of like, I love the logistical aspect of it. Like, what were they thinking in terms of logistics?
According to the NCSA... with few or no exceptions, football is one of the fall sports in high school. Basketball is one of the winter sports in high school. Baseball is one of the spring sports in high school. However, soccer is played in all three seasons, according to that. So maybe
so
it just
in
depends,
New Jersey.
Yeah, maybe it just depends on like what part of the country you live in.
I think the nail in the coffin for fall is the fact that most of them are seniors and they wouldn't be playing on the team anymore if it was fall.
In California, soccer is a winter sport.
California,
according to this website. I don't know how true that is, but according to this.
But I still think the doomsday isn't reminiscent of college. I think it's still high school. And I think Jackie is referencing, oh, we could be going to college parties as high schoolers.
Yes.
I think maybe. That's what...
Wait, homecoming is... I didn't go to any of these dances. I was a trap.
Homecoming is a fall thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Fall. Yeah. That's a fall thing.
Interesting. And also, you don't usually have a homecoming for college. You have a...
Yeah, homecoming's like the first dance of the season for school, right?
You have a homecoming, at least for like, you don't have a dance though. You have like a homecoming week where it's, you know, one of your big sports teams has a big game.
Well, I don't think they're not saying we would go to a homecoming dance if we were in college. They're talking about rush week and the parties. But because they're out there, they're like, we'll just have what we know, a dance.
Sure.
Okay. That, I like that. I like that. Because
they can't rush. They can't just like, Lottie.
Start hazing people.
run to the creek, streak to the creek, and back.
Streak to the creek.
Snoop a loop. Bring your green hat. We're going streaking to the lake. Is KFC still open? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Every 5 years, I look back and I'm like, I don't even know that guy. I don't like that guy. My values have changed completely. And that's a good thing. That means I'm growing as a person. You know, I learn new things about myself all the time when I look back, and things that used to be okay with me no longer are. I maybe want something completely different out of life. And therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you're at right now. And that can be a tough thing to find. I work in the mental health field, have for many years. And even then, looking for a therapist can be an exhausting process, especially dealing with all the ins and outs of insurance. And eventually you're just like, I just won't worry about it, right? But what BetterHelp does is it connects you online. It's all entirely online. You can shop through different therapists to try to meet your needs. And then you can switch therapists rather easily if you're not jibing with the one that you've got. And I personally have, this is me getting real for a second. I've been trying to talk myself into securing a therapist for myself for a long time, like multiple years. I still, to this day, have not done it. I have no personal experience with therapy, except maybe you could call it group therapy with the 12-step stuff that I do. But I've got like severe anxiety, all kinds of shit going on. And I know that I need a therapist. And so I really like this sponsor, just connecting people easily right where they're at, right in their home, with something that they probably desperately need. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/streamingthings. So while Jackie's working on planning out seducing Travis, and after Thaisa finds the masks and finds Van and brings her the masks, and then Shauna's dress won't zip up, Misty has to go help Shauna zip up her dress. She asks for help right as Misty's walking by with, like, I think shroom tea or...
I think it's the actual shrooms.
The whole can of shrooms she's prepared, something like that.
Yeah, she has the shrooms. She's about to brew up a nice little pot of Joe.
Little witch's brew for specifically Coach. And she freezes like, oh no, I know what I'm doing is wrong. I don't want anyone to catch me. So she just, okay. And sets them down with all the other food that's being prepped for the stew to go help Shauna zip up her dress, right? Uh-oh. But then... and then we cut briefly to Travis trying to help Javi get dressed for the dance while Natalie kind of watches. And then we see Mari put the shrooms in the stew. I think this is the scene where Misty actually comes down and asks her about them, right? And she's like, oh, cool. You were holding out on us. And she's like, yeah. Saving for a special occasion.
It's a lot of shrooms for one pot of stew.
By the way, I have to, as the resident druggie here, I do have to interject.
Former druggie.
Sure.
I want to give you that, man.
Thank you.
You worked hard for that.
I did. 11 years as of last Wednesday.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations, man. Thank you. Truly the best.
Yes.
You earned this.
I'm blessed.
You earned this.
Couldn't have done it without the help of many. But... magic mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms, don't look anything like edible mushrooms. They're like wizened old versions of edible mushrooms. You know what I mean?
The Gandalf of mushrooms. Yeah.
You shall not eat.
We call it Old Toby.
Frame of Old Dawn. Back to the shadows of which you came. But, you know, I get it. Mari's hungry, right? Maybe she's not, hasn't been cooking that long.
Well, because she says you've been holding out on these mushrooms.
Yeah, for a long time. They were dry.
They smell a little interesting too.
They taste terrible.
But on the subject of, because we just had a whole conversation about technicality and timelines, why is Natalie's hair still blonde and her roots are still relatively intact?
Girl, that is a good point.
I was very, yeah, I noticed that. Because, you know, if we say that they've been in there for, what, 4 or 5 months, mm-hmm. girl, your roots are showing.
Costume department. Maybe she brought some dye to touch up with.
Natalie's got it all.
She does.
I got drugs, booze. I guess now's a bad time to tell you guys I brought one of the first cell phones.
I've been sharing my location this whole time.
Yeah. But I just had to point that out. It was something that I noticed and I was like,
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I pay attention to my headcanon,
she's touching that shit up at the lake.
She has her sun in, she's spraying it in her hair.
She's got tinfoil pieces and shit.
Yeah. And with her eyeliner. Yeah.
But back in 2021, Jessica and Misty are getting along really well. Because remember, Jessica tried to switch tactics and just try to be Misty's friend now. And they talk late into the night until it's time to feed Caligula.
Caligula!
Misty's, love Caligula.
She's so shocked. Like, you've just been telling me such good stories about your crazy life, Jessica. And then she's like, I bet you have a bunch of interesting stories. And Misty's like, oh, who, me? No, I've had a boring old life.
I'm just a nurse.
I've killed a couple people, but who wants to talk about that? Yeah. That's so common. And Jessica points out that, well, she tries to appeal to her loneliness. You know, she's like, well, all the other girls have been keeping in contact with each other for 25 years. How often have they reached out to you? They don't show any appreciation to you. And Misty looks upset by that, as she should. Right. And we cut to Natalie at the vending machine and Susie, she gets a text from her. She's the lady who works at the bank. She's still working on Travis's account. And then the vending machine doesn't spit out the candy she wants. So she breaks into it. But I think it says so much about Natalie's character. She only takes what she paid for. Mm-hmm. One bag of Skittles, I believe.
Yep. It was, I think it was peanut M&Ms.
Ooh, what a good choice.
That's a good choice.
Such a good choice.
Favorite M&Ms?
Peanut.
Pretzel.
Ooh, good choice.
Plot twist.
Peanut butter over here.
Oh. Ooh, I have had those at your house.
Yeah.
Delish.
Yeah.
I'm a Reese's Pieces guy, if we're going to go. And I know that's not an M or an M.
I mean, I like Reese's Pieces, but peanut butter M&Ms just hit differently.
I mean, I got to say, I like peanut butter M&Ms, but I enjoy a crunch of a pretzel M&M.
Yeah.
But they are very rare. I don't see them very often. I think they're discontinued, if I'm being honest, which is really sad.
Do you ever have like the fudge M&Ms or the caramel M&Ms?
No. The brownie.
The
brownie.
Caramel ones, not good. Brownie, very disappointing.
I love caramel. Milky Way, one of my favorite candy bars.
The caramel and the M&Ms are butt.
But
okay, is that a bad thing?
Yes, it's butt.
Okay, you have to explain that to me. This is bad butt.
It's not booty.
This is butt. This is butt gone sour.
If it was good, I would have said they're booty. New booty.
Oh man.
New boot goofing.
New boot goofing. I'm just goofing. New boot goofing.
New booty goofing. And then we cut to Thaisa, who's with her campaign manager in the car. I think she's literally watching people vote, which seems weird. And she kind of snaps at her campaign manager. Like, you know.
Well, she's supposed to go and cast her own ballot.
It's like
a PR thing. Like all politicians do this.
Oh, they do. They're like, I am voting as well.
I am taking part of our democratic elections with my constituents.
It's clear I'm voting for myself.
Yeah. They're like, who did you vote for? I'll never tell. It was me.
I'm sick of the two-party system. Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, hello, Bernie. How are you?
Thaisa Bernhardt, whatever his name is. It should be a third choice. Me.
Me. I'm gonna be another senator in another state. I decided.
What is he senator of in real life?
Vermont.
It's so close to Jersey. It's right there. It's literally right there. Nobody knows where it is.
I just have to take 3 connecting buses and I'll be there in maybe 10 hours.
Thaisa Turner, one of the 1%. And she blows up on her campaign manager. Like, I flushed a 15-year marriage down the toilet for this. And the campaign manager's like, oh, that's going to be fine. She's like, you don't fucking know.
You don't know me.
Bitch. I was like, she's paying her, I guess.
You don't know me.
But back in 96, the doom coming commences.
Let the doom coming commence.
They're all dressed up. Thaisa comes out. Literally, she comes out.
Yeah. Yay.
I don't know who it is. Is it Mari that's like, are they? And somebody else is like,
I think Akilah's like,
duh.
Yeah, bro.
We all knew that.
We all knew.
Yeah.
They look so happy.
I love love. I love love.
So happy.
Yeah, that was a wonderful scene to witness for sure. Both wearing the matching masks, mm-hmm. but on opposite sides.
I like, because if you put their faces together,
it's one face.
It's one face.
It's like one of those half heart necklaces for BFFs. Mm-hmm. Love it.
It's like if Worf from Star Trek kissed Adolf Hitler, their mustaches would complete each other.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
like a puzzle. I like that.
That's that joke is for my Trekkies.
All three of them died laughing. And then Travis looks all melancholy while the girls kiss. And because he wants to be with Natalie, but he's too insecure to do what he needs to do to make the situation right. And then everyone proceeds to eat the shroom stew, which is the best way to do shrooms. You want to disguise the horrible putrid taste with another food if possible.
I love how they cut on Misty, who's just kind of looking around like,
oh, but I respect the fact that she's also eating it. Like, I'm going down with the ship, you know, like she's the guys on the Titanic playing the violin.
Well, she doesn't want to be the one sober person. Like, it's like that hot dog skit from I Think You Should Leave. Like, we're all trying to find the guy who did this.
Right. But Jackie, unbeknownst to her, will be the only sober person because she won't eat. Right.
Did we figure out why she wasn't eating?
I think she's just like. I took it, you're right, it's a huge question, but the way I was filling it in real quickly in my head, because I really didn't care, was like, she's just kind of a stuck up bitchy, like she's mad as hell at Shauna, like she's not hungry, she hates this food, she hates the place, stupid trees kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there might be a bigger reason to it, I'm not sure. And so that's all going on. And Travis goes over to try to flirt with Natalie a little bit, or at least, warm up to her. Like, hey, I forget what he says, but like, you look great. Something like that. Mm-hmm. But Jackie immediately stops it. Like, Travis, come here. And nobody thinks anything of it at that time. I think even Natalie kind of smiles like, God, Jackie sucks. and Lottie asks for a moment of silence for Laura Lee. And I thought it was, I definitely didn't forget this. This didn't occur to me at any point through my first watch. And we'll talk more about this at the end of the episode, but I never considered before that like Lottie goes off of the deep end because Laura Lee was anchoring her. Mm-hmm. And I think to some degree, all of the girls, like Laura Lee's presence was so innocent and like she had the teddy bear and she loved Jesus. And especially with Lottie, because she convinced her that her visions were a gift from a benevolent and loving creator. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, now that Laura Lee died, Lottie just fully goes off, or maybe Satan, you know?
Yeah.
Which is also cool.
Yeah. Like, we thought we were talking to God, but really we were talking to
the devil.
Yeah. Like, she went full, like, tonight will be the night that I will kill for you.
Hey, Lottie.
Which is
it's your friend Satan. Could you go around and kill all your friends? That'd be super cool.
Is Lottie wearing Laura Lee's dress? Because there's a moment where they're all getting ready, and you see Lottie pull up a dress, and it has Laura Lee's name written on it.
Probably
on
the tag. I missed that.
I forgot to follow up on that. I was curious if you guys had remembered.
No, way to catch those deets.
That's a good catch. I did not notice that. Yeah. I like that. Her friend.
Sick deets you caught there.
She didn't just lose one friend, guys. She lost Laura Lee and Leonard.
That's true.
Yeah. So
that's true. RIP. Nobody had a moment of silence for Leonard.
Yeah, the absolute disrespect.
Such assholes.
But then Misty goes over and asks for a slow dance from the coach. She asks for a slow dance in general. Like, we should have a song, right? So they all start to, that's what I wanted to do.
Ba-da-da, ba-da, ba-da.
No. I was going to play something way better. Oh. I'm a scat man. Remember that song? Because they all start scatting at first. And I was chuckling, how long are they going to keep this going? But then they brought some words in. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's because... Which is by a Rose, right?
That song, I had never heard that song before. Sorry.
Never heard Kiss by a Rose by Seal?
No. At least in my everyday, I don't know. I just, it wasn't
You've
a song.
You've never watched Batman Forever?
You've never been to a mall?
Listen.
To a food court?
You've never lived?
I didn't recognize it. But then, so I heard it on this episode. It's in episode 10.
Uh-huh.
And then today, I heard it not once, not twice, but three times.
I did not.
Yes, I did. I heard it on the radio. I heard it when I walked into the gas station. And then I heard it when I was at Walmart. I heard it three times.
Walmart is
so now,
Walmart is bopping.
Now I know. First off, now I know this song.
You listen to the actual old radio airwaves still?
Yes.
I when love
my
that.
My phone was dead on the way to the gas station, so I had to turn on the radio.
By the radio, she means she queued up this song by Seal on her phone.
No.
What?
Man. No, I
weird.
Didn't.
Wow.
No, I listened to the FM.
And in the headphones at Walmart and the gas station.
Oh, guys, somehow I bought this Seal shirt.
Weird.
I feel personally attacked right now.
No, that is the universe trying to tell you something.
Do you like that song now that you've heard it 19
I guess
times
I do
in 24
now.
Hours?
I guess I do.
It'll be
an earworm.
It'll be on my Spotify top five.
She's going to be scatting it around next.
Yeah.
It's going to be in your rap next year.
Yeah.
And at this point, this is when she does ask the coach to dance, and he refuses to dance with Misty. Why don't you go dance with Javi? That's the same thing.
My dancing days are behind me.
Yeah, a reminder, I have one leg.
Mm-hmm. Not two left feet, just one leg.
No, just one left foot.
Yeah.
And like maybe Cotton Eye Joe is in my future, and that's it.
My left foot. Better than the right one.
Jackie ends up dancing with Travis. And then Natalie takes the coach out for real booze. I got real booze. And he's like, fuck yeah.
Let's go.
So they leave.
Let's go.
And then Jackie talks to Travis for a little while, finds out Travis has never been to a dance. And I forget what she says, but he says one of the loudest out loud laughters, chuckles, guffaws that I've let out. You ever feel like your humility holds you back, Jackie? Like he was so quick with it. He's almost a little out of character, quick-wittedness, mm-hmm. but I appreciated that so much.
She says, like, isn't this every guy's dream to be trapped in a deserted island with a bunch of babes?
Yeah.
And he says that, and then she goes, well, I said babes.
I'm not the only one. There's a couple here. Yeah. Definitely not Shauna.
Definitely not Van. Ooh, boy.
Oh, Jackie, man.
Jackie would be shallow enough to think that way.
Yeah, 100%.
But then Jackie invites Travis off to Pound Town. Tickets for two. And he's like, okay, I guess. And Shauna watches with foreboding. And back in 2021, Jeff reads. This is when they find out he read her journals years ago. Might be.
He's always known. He still loves her despite that.
And then and Shauna says in response to that, okay. Like they're really not doing great work for Shauna's like moral fiber here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's like, I've loved you all these years. Okay. And then she leaves.
That's nice.
And there's even one of those intakes of breath. Like this is awkward.
She pulled a Emma Watson to Rupert Grint.
Yes.
The Harry Potter reunion.
Oh, yeah.
That was so painful. I've always loved you, Emma. Aww. Oh. That's the worst. By the way, ladies, unless you hate the guy, don't go, aw.
Bless your heart.
Oh, man.
And then Thaisa, we cut to Thaisa. She gets a call from Shauna. And then Thaisa calls Natalie. So they're all about to link up at Adam's house. Back in 1996, the coach, he drinks the booze. Natalie doesn't want any, which I thought was interesting because they've always kind of, you know, obviously coded her to have substance use issues throughout her entire life due to the trauma that she's experienced, which I thought, I don't know why in that particular scene, she's just like, I don't want any, because she actually should be pretty kind of sad in that moment. She's still not talking to Travis. He's with Jackie. I don't know. For me, again, as the previous substance use disorder guy, I would feel like that would be a great time to pound some booze.
It almost made me feel like it gave me the impression that it wasn't at that point where she experienced something traumatic enough to fall into her alcoholism, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, like she seems like she's coping pretty well, especially with the help of, I like their friendship, her and coach. Mm-hmm. These little scenes are nice. And, you know, he asks her about Travis, hey, what's going on there? But right as they start to get emotional and really get to the meat of something, the shrooms start to kick in. And he's like, oh, shit, I think Misty poisoned me again. And then I love that Natalie kind of smiles because she's the only one that's presumably done shrooms before. So as soon as it starts kicking in, like she gets kind of happy, like, oh, fuck yeah. Because she goes, I think she poisoned all of us. And then she knows that it's shrooms, right? And he's like, shrooms? And she goes, buckle in. Buckle in, buddy. About to be a wild ride. I just thought that was cool.
Yeah. Shrooms.
And then everyone's tripping balls. And I thought,
zooted.
The poor fetus is on shrooms.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if that's okay or not. I don't know how much research they've done on that. Javi's tripping balls. I put Javi, haha. I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
Tyson looks like a tree.
Yes.
I think
is
thought
it,
that was
is
so
it
funny.
Mari who's like, or do the trees look like Tyson?
Whoa. That's
the kind of way to call out her climbing into trees. That was funny.
Oh, interesting. Good pull. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
She's a tree goblin. Yeah.
It's like they're calling out something they don't even realize they're calling out.
And then Misty remembers Coach Scott at that moment. She remembers Ben and shuffles off. Shauna feels the baby move, or maybe her tummy's gurgling from the shrimps. And then Lottie says something's coming. By the way, Lottie's the last person you want around while tripping. She's going to bring the vibe down considerably for sure. No offense to Lottie.
But she has great news, guys. Something's coming. Guess
what? We won't
be
hungry much longer. But she says it in a way. Vibes are very important when you're tripping. That's not the way you want to say that, Lottie.
Yeah. Honestly, the way
we're
she
not
said
gonna
it.
Be hungry much longer. Like, don't say it like that. I'm tripping balls.
The way she said it mixed with the way they shot the scene, I thought, like, are they going to eat that baby?
Oh, no.
The baby.
No, Steve. I hope not. We cut to Travis and Jackie in the attic. She tries to kiss him. He pretends to not know why she drug him out of the party into a place where they could be alone. And she even calls attention to that, like, make a pillow for it. That's what I want to do, right? He's like, oh, sex.
Gotcha.
Tried to do that a few times. Not super good at it, so I'm going to pass. But he says, what about Natalie? And she's like, what are you talking about? And he says, I'm in love with her. And then she goes off because she's in her cynical mode, right? And so she's like, everything I thought mattered doesn't matter. Love's not real. Life's not real. Shauna's fucking Jeff. And I love that he goes, sorry.
She said, we're shells with nothing inside.
Yes. Yeah. Friendship doesn't matter. Love doesn't matter. And apparently nihilism turns him on. So because they start making out ravenously.
Well, I also think the drugs just start to hit.
I like to think nihilism turns him on. It makes more sense to me.
Well, I think that's part of it. Yeah. But I also think, maybe.
Quote Nietzsche to me.
If he was of sound mind, you quote Nietzsche to me.
To read Dostoevsky while I masturbate. God is dead.
I'll light up any motherfucker like my name in a spelling bee. did you ever watch that?
No, but you saying it was still funny. I don't know why.
Did you ever watch like epic rap battles of history?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
They did like Western philosophers versus Eastern philosophers, and Nietzsche's in one of them, and that's one of his lines. Like, I'll light any motherfucker like my name in a spelling bee.
That's funny.
But yeah, I like to think like if Travis were of full sound mind and body, he might have been turned on by the nihilism. Tell me nothing matters more. But he probably would have been like, no, thank you. But since the drugs are hitting.
Yeah, he tries to protest.
Because again, he's on shrooms. He's like, wow, skin feels good.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, wow.
For sure. If you're in that mode, but that vibe will leave you quick. You can't just, hurry up. But yeah, I think it's definitely the drugs. But also like real major props to Travis because like Natalie and him have made no spoken social contract of fidelity, right? Like they're in a really unique situation being stranded for months on end in the wilderness and maybe going to die soon. And so like, but he still like does feel some moral obligation, like, cause his feelings for her are strong, right? Like, like he could easily have been a douche and been like, oh, I didn't know we were exclusive. Me is the only guy here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my bad of trying to share some dick around and be nice. He could have pulled that card, but he doesn't. Yeah. He's like, what about Natalie? I love her, right? We cut to Misty out looking for Ben. It's nighttime now, so time has passed. Sun goes down over time. Everyone else is laying around the fire, kind of tripping out, having a good time. Natalie and the coach they're good friends. They're still kind of laying there, tripping together. But then the crew of girls is like, where's everybody? Where's Coach and Natalie? Where's Jackie and Travis? You know, it starts to settle in their inebriated brains, right? We should find them. Shauna tries to defend her, like, oh, they're probably just hanging. Don't worry about what they're doing, right? She's panicking. trying to defend.
There's probably Boggle up there.
Yeah.
Parcheesi.
Parcheesi.
Everyone knows Flex is a Boggle guy.
But then it's Lottie that says he doesn't belong to her, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then they all run off. Javi's alone. He sits up on the logs like, huh? Party's over? Poor kid. Like, being a kid's tough enough without tripping balls. And then we cut back to Travis and Jackie. My note just says they fucking, and I'm sorry for that. That's why I stuttered a bunch.
Mine is Jackie and Travis doing it.
Mine says doing the dirty.
Doing the dirty. The horizontal hump. Any more idioms we want to drop out? Get them out of your system now. Thank you,
Jackie's
Steve.
Jackie's getting dicked down.
Dick down.
I think she's actually getting dicked on.
Yeah.
In this instance,
from a certain point of view. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Travis is, well, the reason his drugs really start to kick in during the sex, I feel like. Remember, Jackie's sober.
It's completely.
So she's like, you're being real weird right now. I don't know why.
Yeah, because they, you know, climax or.
Quit trying to lick my eyeball. That's not how this works.
Or, yeah, but he's like, it's off of her and then starts talking to. It looked like he was talking to somebody, right?
Yeah. Like he was looking away from her. Like, we disappeared, right? Am I even here?
Yeah.
It looked like he was talking to somebody.
He's hallucinating.
He's somewhere else.
Well, they do it for a little while, and we cut to the girls running through the woods, mm-hmm. like ravenously looking for them, right? Even though I presume they weren't too far from the cabin. But again, they're tripping. They're just going around in circles.
spinning.
They hear some animals howling, and then they start howling. Everybody's having a good time. They start to get feral. They're getting to the roots. Jackie seems to like finish, which is good for them first time, right?
Yikes.
And then it cuts to them after, and she's like,
so that was sex.
That was sex. And then Travis is tripping too hard to put up with her bullshit. And and then the girls come in like animals busting through the house. And they all hurry up and get dressed and run downstairs, but they kind of catch them in the act of rebuttoning shirts and stuff. And mm-hmm. like, what were you doing? Like, none of your fucking business. Nothing. And then Lottie points out the hymen blood on her dress. They did it.
And then he has blood on his fingers.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that part. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry.
Lottie kisses Travis. Like, as soon as she sees the hymen blood on his fingers, she's like, it awoke something in her between the shrooms and the evil. And
they're all horny as fuck.
Yeah. So she starts kissing Travis. And then all the other girls are like, great idea. So Shauna runs up and makes out with Travis. And then Jackie tries to like, what the fuck's going on?
What are y'all doing?
Understandably.
Yeah. What is happening?
I don't remember agreeing to an orgy.
Y'all were singing Seal last time I saw you. I didn't know that song had that much of an effect on people.
Everybody knows that song has that effect.
Yeah.
Walmart was crazy when Madison was there.
What a risk to take. I'm surprised nobody, no orgies in Walmart.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. A Walmart orgy. Which aisle?
Welcome to Walmart.
And then, so they say, you don't matter anymore. Lottie does to Jackie, pushes her in like the pantry, I guess is what that room is, and locks her in. And then they all start ravishing Travis. Travising would be a short way to say that. And they start to look. I love this scene because of the shrooms, they were able to do extra things like make them all look demonic, especially like Shauna. At one point, her eyes are all super dilated.
I think all of their eyes, they had like blackout contacts.
Yeah.
So their entire eyes were blacked out. Yeah. And then maybe I'm thinking of something else, but I'm envisioning their teeth being sharpened.
Yeah, their teeth were sharpened.
Yeah.
Looked like they had blood around their mouths.
At first, he's into it because they're all over him. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're ripping his shirt off and shit. And he's like, all right, what's up? And then he's like not into it.
Well,
and then
he feels like they're like tearing his like skin off.
Yeah, he's hallucinating
stuff.
That his skin's being ripped off. Sure.
Yeah.
But he's like, but I don't hate it. You know.
he sat through it longer than one probably would.
But I need my skin. But
yeah,
this is kind of awesome. Imagine when I tell the boys when I get home.
Jackie said this should be my dream.
Should be.
It should it's be true.
Babes.
The babes.
But I like that because Thaisa and Van are gay. And even though they're being possessed and high, they're like, no, we're going to go off on our own.
Yeah, it cuts to them getting down.
Yeah, right? They're doing their thing. It does. Yeah. I don't know when that happens. I'm sure I have that in my notes somewhere. So Travis
Travis runs away.
He runs.
He bolts. He makes a bolt for the exit, and they're like, "We have to catch the stag.
We have to catch." Yeah, but doesn't it like kind of show their POV? You see like a deer almost.
Yes, it's like the Travis runs out of the door, and the way that the camera is framed, it's like in the doorway he's himself, but then there's like
the window,
the like transitions into a stag as he runs away. So
good. It was like a Twilight scene,
yeah,
but with the werewolves with Sam or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then when they're chasing him through the woods, Shauna stumbles across Javi. And
yes,
Javi's like, "What are you guys doing?" Like, and then Shauna goes like, "Run!"
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. That was such a good moment, dude.
That caught me off guard. Like, what?
Yeah, and Javi, remember little Javi?
Yeah, oh, Javi's like, "Okay, bye." Never
borrowing your knife again. You're mean.
I swear to God, I didn't read your journal. Jesus, yeah.
God, Satan, back up. And then Thaisa and Van are having sex, and Thaisa asks to take her mask off because she wants to see her. It's all completely healed, so that's another
evidence of time. Pretty nice.
Yeah, time has passed. I thought it was going to be a gaping wound, a terrible wound.
I was expecting it to be a little bit more gruesome.
It's just a really fucking cool scar. I would love to have that scar.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through what it takes to get that.
No.
What if Van had looked her while she was tripping and was like, you wonder how I got these scars?
Oh, gosh.
And then Tyson was like, yeah, I was there.
Yeah. I saw.
I don't want to hear the story at all. We cut to Natalie crying with the coach. She's having a bad trip. And then Coach kind of talks her through it, though, in this hilarious.
I love this.
God, I love it. Because you love love.
I love love.
He's like, no, this is exactly.
Love is everything.
Yes.
You have to go find Travis. It could save us all. It could
save us all. That's the funniest part. So Natalie gets so happy. She hops up. She runs off. And then Misty pops out of the forest. Jumps on him. I heard everything you just said. That's so true. Our love is the most important thing. And he says, no, I love Paul. Misty, I'm gay. I'm gay, gay, gay. Mom, dad, God, all the forest, my furry forest friends, I'm gay. Right? Mm-hmm. Which I didn't know he had furry friends. And then we cut to Natalie hears screaming for help. She goes into the cabin, unlocks Jackie, and then Jackie still has like a vibe to her. She's really petty about her rescuing her. And then the girls are basically hunting Travis. They're all chasing him. One of them's got the knife. I presume Shauna. She's the knifey one. And then Lottie, I think this is where they capture Travis, right? And Lottie puts on the antler crown. Yep. At this point already, right? She was quick to have that motherfucker. And she had it ready.
She said, gimme.
I knew why I made this. This is perfect for the antler crown.
I think she made that for
doom coming.
Yeah, for sure. And then good catch. Like, it wasn't meant to be a pagan ritual, but it just, things got out of hand.
It just became that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, you should have seen it coming when you go to an event called
doom coming.
That's true. Especially when it sounds that way every time they say it. They should have caught on quickly. That's a red flag.
Who's going to be the king and queen of
doom-dubbing?
It sounded like a really happy Satan.
Satan loves love, too.
So Travis is all tied up, and Shauna is the stabber, is my note. Like, that's her thing for whenever they do catch a deer. And then she sees a deer head on Travis, but it's, like, flickering, and she stops. She's kind of confused. Again, I love how they did this scene. But then that's when Jackie and Natalie, who has not been feralized by the group but is tripping, and Jackie, who's completely sober, show up and go, what the fuck? And then Natalie grabs the knife after Shauna drops it, and Travis runs off. Like, I'm fine, but his neck is bleeding. She did start to cut, or at least it's a very sharp knife. Back in 2021.
Well, you're missing some things where at one point.
What did I miss, my friend?
Lottie was telling Shauna, like, it's okay. It wants us to.
And it then does,
after,
yes.
And after Travis runs off and they're yelling at Lottie, she says, like, it's in all of us, even him, even you.
Yeah, don't judge us.
What is it?
Even the baby. What is it? The baby.
We're all pregnant.
Even him.
Yeah, even him. That's how it happened. Everybody knows that. I took public school health. And then back in 2021, they meet at Adam's house, Natalie, Shauna, and Thaisa, and Misty.
This is Sans Misty.
sans Misty.
Yeah.
They meet at Adam's house. They all find him dead. And this, she lies to them. Shauna says, hey, I caught him blackmailing me. It was crazy. He tried to attack me.
So weird.
And look, I found the bag. It's part of the evidence that I have here.
Yeah. It doesn't have your money, Nat. Sorry.
I guess he booked a cruise, most expensive cruise of all time. and that's when she tells him about the journals, which she's very, you know, loath to admit that she's kept the journals from the wilderness, even mm-hmm. though it's damning evidence. But I kept them in a safe. And Natalie wonders if Adam is the one who killed Travis. That's all Natalie cares about at all throughout all this.
Yeah.
And then ultimately none of them know what to do. And Nat says she has an idea, and it is to ask Misty for help. And Misty and Jessica are still getting along great back at Misty's house.
Misty's a winter.
Maybe I'm a winter. Yeah. Which I guess is like a makeup shade kind of
it's
thing.
It's a makeup shades profile. So mm-hmm. like there, you can be in autumn, which are like brownish tones and reds and, you know, what you think of
autumn colors. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
It's just a,
what would you think I would be?
I think you would be a.
My pale skin.
You would be
a winter, right? Should I put on black lipstick? You could be a
winter.
Is that like black? Is that like goth?
No, it's just like she had red, bright red lipstick. So yeah.
For winter?
Yeah.
Am I a winter?
You can actually book, what do you call that?
You can do consultations for this. I'm not very familiar with this process at all. Mm.
We should all have it done for the show.
We could.
I'm not saying for me. Like
I'm saying for you.
I am getting a mani for the first time in April.
Yay.
You told us that.
We love
oh, really?
Manis.
Did I?
Yes. Because we were like, are you going to get the pedi too?
That's right. No, I'm not.
Manny's fingers.
Don't touch my feet.
Manny's or fingers.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Manny's or fingers.
Petties or feet.
Petties or feet.
Feet be petty.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then she finds out she's a winter. She's considering a book deal. That's the pitch that Jessica has devised to manipulate Misty into letting her free. That's all this is, right? But then you can see real fear in Jessica for the first time because she's been through a bunch of shit before. She's never really been scared of Misty. She's mostly annoyed. But once Misty opens up and tells her presumably everything that happened in the wilderness, so you guys aid each other. You know, she's trying to recover quickly to keep the vibe going where she's Misty's friend. But you can tell she's like, fuck, like this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm in a pickle here.
Did she officially say that they aid each other?
No, but she kind of doesn't disagree with her.
Okay. Which, yeah, well, I mean, you can infer that that's what she had just told her by the fact that like nobody jumps to that conclusion quickly in real life. Like,
no, I think Jessica did jump to that. Like Misty's never told her that. Jessica's like, so you guys ate each other? What? Because that's like the common belief amongst people. Like everyone, because she's like, so you ate each other. That's what everyone believes anyway.
Right.
But and Misty's kind of like, never tell.
Well, yeah, I feel like she pretty much confirmed. I mean, the way I read the scene, like, by a non-denial and then to proceed about, but it's none of us have ever talked about it, but I feel like it's time for me. You'll get more sympathy by being the first one. And Misty's like, yeah, that's true. And she starts to do fake quotes of the futuristic interview and stuff. Like, that's a super confirmation to me. But Jessica seems to be barely keeping it together. And then Natalie shows up at Misty's house. Hold on one moment. I guess she's got like a ring alarm or something because she runs upstairs after looking at her phone. And Natalie says, you look pretty. And Misty's like, what do you want?
And Natalie says, I love the she's acting mad.
Yeah, but she's so happy to hear that.
Oh my God, my friend's here. What do you want?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm mad at you.
And Natalie says, I'm sorry. And she says, why are you sorry? And she says, because I need you. And Natalie's really not good at this.
No.
Right. But Misty's giving her every chance to be good at this. Right. She's like, try again. Because she doesn't want this moment to end. When she says, you know, we need you to get rid of a body is what it ultimately ends up on. Misty looks so happy.
So happy.
She's needed.
It's great.
I love getting rid of bodies. I love being needed. Yes. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Love that ending. And then the episode's over, right? So now it's time for our top three favorite moments. Madison, let's start with you. What's your number three?
Number three.
In an episode jam-packed with wonderful moments.
I got to say, it was tough. So whenever I do my top three scenes, throughout the episode, I type my favorite scenes as I go. And I had six. It was a lot. But I was able to narrow it down. Number three is, I'm calling it Scene of Secrets. And it's when Shauna is, you know, finding out about Jeff. And then Jeff finding out about Shauna. You know, the killing of Adam, the blackmailing, the There's no book club.
There's no book club?
That those sequence of scenes.
Yeah, I have no book club separated as its own favorite moment.
Oh, like, really?
It was a candidate with just that
okay,
line.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because that was a joke that landed, so that I don't blame you at all.
That was a good one, yeah.
Steve?
My number three is Coach Ben coming out to the forest. Just because, like, that's a pretty big moment for that character to, you know, come out and be open, especially with Misty. You probably should have said it a while ago because, well, maybe he shouldn't have. Maybe she would have poisoned him regardless. But I love that the way he did it. But even before that, when he's telling Nat, like, no, love is the key. It could save us all. Like, I just tickled me pink. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, the whole dynamic of his character is like part of the reason he doesn't tell Misty is because he's never told anyone.
No, he's still obviously he's very closeted.
Like he could lose his job for being a homosexual when they get rescued. At first, that's what he's thinking, right? Like, I can't tell these people. They're going to tell everybody I'm going to be outed of the town, right? Because this is
It seems like he's not even out to his parents and stuff. Yeah, so
you go, mom, dad,
God,
furry friends of the forest. Yeah, he's never even told God.
And we all know how judgmental the furry friends of the forest are.
Mm-hmm. And God.
Yeah.
But Satan?
I know, right? He's so judgmental. It's constant. Like, we can't compare to your perfection. Oh, that guy.
Oh, man.
You guys get it.
I do. I do, Satan. Morningstar.
Thanks.
My number three is when Jeff tells her that he's known for years. And that kind of gets revealed. And he says, you know, he never judged her. And that really touched me. Like, that's huge, right? Like, having not only knowing and not judging, even though you could argue, like, he read her diary, which is totally not cool. like, staying with her and treating her the way that he treated her, knowing that level of shit about her says so much about his character and how much he loves her. But also, not like forcing that out of her or like even like putting that on her conscience that he knows that, right? Like that's so many layers of like coolness about that. But that was powerful and totally shocking. Like at first you're like, oh, Jeff's a decent guy, a little dumb as shit, but he's all right, right? finally you're like, oh my God, Jeff's like the best husband ever, you know?
So cool.
That's my number three, just because I was like, damn, plot twist. Madison, you're number two.
My number two is Doom Coming, the beginning, kind of like the presentation of Doom Coming, them coming in, and the decorations are all up. I'm a Pinterest girl, and you know it looked really good, so I was very appreciative of the set design, and it looked really cool. But yeah, the kind of the beginning element of Doom Coming when you saw everything together.
You pin all that?
I 100% would, especially the crown, the antler crown.
Yes,
100%.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Steve, you're number two.
My number two is Ty makes Van a crown and they go to Doom Coming together. Sweet. Oh my gosh. Just them like entering the Doom Coming, but they're like, they've got their masks on and they look so happy. Van especially looks so happy. And I love love.
I love love.
And it was so just kind of like, yes, girls, get out there, be yourselves, enjoy being in love. Love, love.
So cute.
That's and what mind. A better way to proclaim your love than at
Doom Coming.
Yes. I thought we were going to say them with two opposite matching masks, which is what I did with my wife.
Oh, is that how you told her?
I did. But mine was just the back of my head and hers was, it didn't work at all.
So you just put a giant mask
Thais
on her?
Is way better at wearing making masks. That's my number two moment as well. I think that was like a really interesting time in the episode to like do that, you know, because things are kind of ramping up and getting weird and they still took the time before everything pops off. I mean, two of our characters come out in the same episode to the group, or at least two people, both Coach and
three.
Well, Van, I think it seemed like she was already kind of out. At least she was very like cavalier about it to Thaisa. Like, oh, someone going to see us? Like, oh, we're scissoring, big deal, you know? Like, whereas I think Thaisa, it just gave me vibes that she was pretty open about it, but maybe not. Mm-hmm. So yeah, super cool. I love that moment. Madison, you're number one.
My number one, full feral yellow jackets. When they were running through the woods chasing Travis, I was just like, yes, so fun, so exciting. The energy was so great. I loved it.
Get him. You hate Travis.
Get the stag. Get Flex.
Get him.
He sucks. Get him.
And then when Shauna looked at Javi and was like,
Run. So good.
Run.
Run. Yeah.
Steve.
My number one is Shauna and Jeff's Heart to Heart. Yeah, because I love love, guys. I don't know if you know this about me. I love love. And just kind of seeing how, you know, this whole time we thought Jeff was this adultering meathead.
Piece
right?
of shit.
And he's just kind of a meathead with a heart of gold, it turns out.
Mm-hmm. Him and Randy. I like to picture them pounding beers, talking about how much they love their wives.
Randy, you know what? I love my wife, Shauna. She's so cool. And let me tell you what. She's a great writer. She can't share you any of her work.
She's a great writer.
She's a great writer. That's my number
one. I love that for you, brother.
Oh, man, my wife hates me.
Yeah, Tammy.
She kicked me out again.
But, you know, I love the look on her face when she's angry. She's so pretty.
Classic Randall Barry.
Randall Barry. My number one is the, what did I call it? The ravishing Travis scene, but in general, it's everybody goes feral. Yeah. How they were able to utilize the shrooms to add special effects to make everybody look so demonic, and so it didn't like take you out like in a surrealist Lynchian way where you're like, "Why does everybody got sharp teeth now?" It was just like, "Oh, that's the shrooms," but also I love what's going on right now. This whole Sam Raimi thing that you're really leaning into. Somebody needs to grab a boomstick. That whole vibe, everything ramped up so much. I was in love immediately. This is crazy shit. I love it. That's my favorite moment. So now let's get into some Easter eggs. I stopped recognizing or caring when I did some of the music and stuff. I really only got, I've got one. So we'll go around the room and we'll, each of us will just drop out as we run out until we get through our whole list here. Steve, start us off. You usually get the most.
This is the episode where I have the least that I've come across, but I'm going to share the one of, that was my favorite of the episode, and mm-hmm. that was a mention of Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, that's my only one.
Really? I didn't even catch that.
I love that movie because,
yes.
Well, it's in the scene where they all kind of, the modern women, they meet up at Adam's apartment, and they're kind of trying to figure out what to do with his body.
With
and
the body, yeah.
Shauna says, like, well, we can't exactly Weekend at Bernie's him around. And
oh.
I love that because it's a great movie, funny movie. Madison, do you know what it is?
I know what it is, yeah.
Okay. And that's something that I feel like people of our age, maybe slightly older, Chris, we would say that about this exact scenario. Like, oh, we're going to Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, for sure.
This like, dude, like that's a verb to us as much as a noun.
Yeah, like in high school when somebody was like too drunk and we had to like move them, it was always Weekend at Bernie's because we'd be carrying them and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, look at him.
Just like, put some sunglasses on him. Yeah. No one will notice.
Yeah.
His mom won't notice. Let's just carry him inside.
Right. I have Misty saying, I know this isn't a Sadie Hawkins dance,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, here's me asking you to go to the dance with me. I thought Sadie Hawkins was.
That's a specific type of dance when the woman is supposed to ask the man.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like it wasn't a big thing when I was in school, in elementary or middle or high school.
So Sadie Hawkins dance in my khaki pants. There's nothing better.
Oh, oh, oh.
Is that another of Nietzsche's bars?
Yeah, it is. No, that's a Reliant K song. Do you guys remember Reliant K?
No, I do not.
Girls ask the guys, it's always a surprise. There's nothing better, baby. Do you like my sweater?
That was in there. That was like the top of the dome.
He was listening
ready.
To that earlier.
He was ready.
Oh, I recently fell down a Reliant K, like, member?
A Reliant K hole?
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite songs of theirs when I was like a sophomore in high school. So
nice, nice.
You got any more eggies?
Just some Eggies songs. And bacon. There's The World I Know by Collective Soul played in I think it was the montage scene when they're
getting
the drugs.
I love
and stuff.
Collective Soul.
Oh. Yeah. Madison.
I have Geppetto by Belly?
Yep.
I forget when that happened.
It's when Lottie is lighting torches for their party.
Yeah.
Party.
Steve. And then of course. Madison's favorite song. Kiss from a Rose by Seal plays a lot.
Which was, I've since learned, made for Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Ba-da-da, ba-da, ba-da, ba-ba. Madison, take it away.
Nailed it. It's weird the audio recording cut out, but she belted on
verses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were hoping for something.
Are we out of eggies now? Are we cashed out?
That's my
all
eggies,
I have, yeah.
All right, folks, the bowl is cashed. Now it's time for our best performance of the episode. Madison, who are you giving it to? The Streamy Award, as presented by Madison.
The award goes to, for me, Miss Melanie Linsky.
Always a pleasure to give yes, it to Melanie Linsky.
Yes. I felt the scenes with Jeff, her performances during those were really good. The whole Adam sequence at the beginning as well was very, very impressive. So, yes, my favorite performance was Melanie Linsky.
Steve, who you got? Ooh. Haven't quite decided yet.
Haven't quite decided. I think I have the right answer, but then I want to give. I'm gonna give a shout out.
Okay.
The shout out goes to Warren Cole, who plays Jeff.
I wondered if anybody was gonna give it to Jeff.
Because if we're gonna give it to Jeff Shauna, at any point right? in the series, it might be this one. Because
that's true.
These are some really good scenes that he has.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give it to Melanie Linsky as well because she continues to have. She is so good at playing like this. Oh, I'm just an unassuming person, but I will murder everyone in this room.
Yep.
If my back is against the wall. And like, she's great at that. Like, I've never seen someone more capable of pulling that off. And so she's just wonderful to watch. Chris?
Mine's kind of might be a little bit of a shocker, but I watched these two episodes back to back, 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, I felt like when I'm deciding this for episode 9, I would never have another opportunity to do this because I've given several to Melanie Linsky and Sophie Thatcher always amazes me, blah, 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 right? I love Christina Ricci. However, I'm giving it to Ella Purnell. I think Jackie is doing a lot in these later episodes, 9 specifically, where she has to blow up with Travis and stuff because she's easy to dislike in comparison to the other, you know, young women there. Mm-hmm. But I think Jackie is, if you stop and think about it, a really sympathetic character, you know, like, yeah, she's really whiny and like bitchy and not handy in the woods. Neither would I be like, and this sucks, right? Like now she was maybe.
She's a little obstinate.
Sure. But again, she's so young that it's like. You know, she's pretty well off financially with her family. You know, she's beautiful. She's athletic. She's probably, I don't know what Rutgers is, but I know that it's a school, but you know, smart enough. Like she's got a lot of things going on. She feels confident. She doesn't know she's being a shitty friend. Right.
Yeah.
And she was like, her best friend did have sex with her boyfriend. Like that sucks. Not cool. It's a bad day at least. so anyway, I do think that Ella Purnell has a lot going on. With that character, and she does a great job. And I do love her voice work as Jinx from Arcane quite a lot. So,
which I finally watched and is so great.
I'm so excited for you. I'm going to start rewatching it. We should get season 2 finally this year. It's
coming
years.
This year. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to rewatch it again myself.
Oh, it got a season 2?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my friend.
The way that they ended that shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. I thought they were 2. Just going to be like, this is the cliffhanger.
No, I would die. No.
Go play the game to find out what happened.
Except you won't.
No, thanks.
But that's all the time we have for right now. Stay tuned for like Wednesday. Because then we're going to be talking about the finale of season 1 and our season 2 predictions. We've got a mailbag coming up at the end of that as well.
Mailbag.
With just a few questions and comments from devoted listeners. And then Friday, wrapping up completely and forever, our The Last of Us season 1 coverage that drops Friday.
I want to say one thing. I want to add one thing, Chris. Can I add a thing?
No.
I'm going to add a thing.
Okay.
I'm going to add a thing. Guys, we had a lot of people order shirts last week.
Ooh.
The Pills Baby and the Sniper Tony shirt.
Nice.
Tony Time shirt.
Tony Time.
And because today was the last day you could have bought them, we're actually extending it 5 more days. So the last day to get yourself the last shirt will be this Friday. So make
Plot
sure.
Twist.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that everybody who wanted one gets one. And so yeah, you got 5 more days to get them.
Look forward to lots of Patreon movies dropping soon and more coverage on Yellow Jackets season 2 right around the corner. My name is Chris.
My name's Madison.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. Happy streaming.
Oh, it's Sniper Tone here, and I've been instructed by the boys via radio to read you the brand new patrons in the month of March. These are people who have an extra set of mirth in their hearts, and they are truly the last line of defense between Streaming Things and a total economic collapse. So in the try before deny section, I want to thank Luke and Sarah, Conrad and Trey Barrera. In the Marty B VIP section, we're thanking Tamara. Oh, Tony's going to mispronounce this one, that's for sure. Jir Latanowitz. Oh, I mispronounced that just like I misfire my rifle. Brianna Bernard, we thank you. Elizabeth Palmer, Josh Stitch, and John Ricker. Oh, thank you all so much. In the chocolate pudding producer sections, we have Lair Gillis, Maha Axholt. I probably missed that one too. Thank you to Jordan C., Kelly Shartner, Natalie Cleland, Sunny. Oh, it has not been sunny here in quite some time. Thank you to Wayne Yupst. Oh, I think the world has passed Tony by. Tony does not know what that word is. Yupst. Thank you to Shotzi, Brock Burick, Alicia Takahashi, Gabe, Quentin Vassa, Teresa Schwimmer, and Rob Westendorf. And last but not least, we have our friends Don't Lie to thank. Those friends are Taj Allah and Melissa Worcester. You know what? Old Tone used to shoot a Worcester back in his day. Or was it a Winchester? I don't know. I'm Snapper Tone. My mind is frail. I got to get back to protecting Kansas City. What? It's already on fire. Oh, Tony, you done it again.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.